red bead. They have these little beads, different colors, a red bead into the ballot box for sayings that he or she figured were probably authentic. Pink beads meant possibly authentic. Gray beads were used for sayings thought to have been altered by the disciples or early Christians. Black beads were an absolute no vote. Used for passages that were entirely fabricated and spoken by somebody other than Jesus. The results were only 31 of the more than 700 sayings attributed to Jesus in the gospel are certainly true. And 16 of those are duplicates from parallel passages. All total, the panel rejected 80% of the words the scripture attributes to Jesus. Among the ousted passages are Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me." Mark 10:32 to 34, in which Jesus foretold his crucifixion. All the apocalyptic sections and the entire book of John, except verse 44 of chapter 4, which got one pink bead. That one says, "A prophet has no honor in his own country." Seminar founder Robert Funk reckons most mainline scholars will agree with their dumping of John's gospel because Jesus speaks regularly in adages and aphorisms and parables and witticisms created as a rebuff or retort in the context of dialogue and debate. It is clear he didn't speak in long monologues of the type found in the gospel of John. End quote. Really? It's like, you know, where were you when I created the world? And, you know, this Peter Jennings interviewed all these people from the Jesus Seminar, so this decaying flotsam from the shipwreck of liberalism continues to wash ashore. It just doesn't go away. Waves just keep bringing it back, you know. If you keep that up, I will sign my own Bible. So how do they determine what Jesus said or didn't say? Well, whatever's politically correct. The same people who were radical protesters on university campuses in the 60s are now middle managers in the university system. Their ideological creed has become the test of orthodoxy in academic circles. And that's the bottom line. They're just absolute, outright, godless skeptics. Egalitarianism, homosexuality as an alternative lifestyle, environmental activism, animal rights, racial quotas, hardline anti-war doctrine, all of this endless stuff has got to be excised.